The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Down the tunnel and said, no, I'm not going to the locker room. This is game six of the NBA Finals. I'm going to turn around, walk under his own power, got back to the free throw line.
On 95.7 The Game.
All righty, that was game six. No.
Yeah, it's when he got hurt.
Game six.
Yeah. And we had Bob Myers on not too long ago, and I was going to ask him, he was following Clay back out of the tunnel. Did he think at that point he's going to try to give it a go? Because remember they said he had to shoot the free throws to stay in the game. And I'm thinking, oh, man, he's good. But that Curry reaction ended up being right, man. It was a severe injury. Then he had another one.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. The Mavericks are in town tonight to play the Golden State Warriors. Klay Thompson will be back at Chase Center making his return. And how are we feeling about all things Klay Thompson? That's what we're asking today. And if you take his career the whole way through, a lot of ups, a couple downs near the end, and of course a couple seasons lost to injury, but he's a four-time champion, and along with Steph Curry, formed the greatest shooting backcourt in NBA history. At least that's what the numbers tell you. And I was just looking at some of his numbers, Goo, and his first eight years in the NBA, didn't shoot less than 40% from three-point range. And then, then the injuries started to come, unfortunately.
Yeah, and a new team. And we'll see him make his return to Chase tonight. But you're right, Donnie, just four-time NBA champion, what, five-time All-Star, two-time All-NBA. But he's on my top five shooters of all time.
888-957-9570. Let's jump out to Khaled.
Is
in Clayton. What's up, Khaled? How you doing, buddy?
Doing well, my friend. It's good hearing you guys' voices and being able to talk to you guys again.
Right.
Thank you, man.
Let me say this. In regards to our boy Clay, and you guys know I'm a big Clay fan. You guys know I've been there through the highs and the lows for the team from the beginning, and I'm a Warrior fan till I die. But Clay's been kind of an albatross on the team ever since the injuries. And when I say that, I'm just talking about his like mental, his psyche, and the way his attitude has been. You know, whether it's been his outbursts on the court when they're getting blown out, throwing up the four on several occasions, whether it was Oklahoma City. Whether it was his tantrums towards the end of last year, not being happy with the situation. And it's one of those things where the time had come for him to go because he was hurting himself psychologically, but he was also hurting the team. And his attitude right now in regards to, oh, it's just a regular season game, it's kind of led me to kind of take the same attitude with them because I was all ready to celebrate him in his return, but he might have it right. Maybe this is just another regular season game, but we will have a chance to celebrate him once his career is over. But, you know, I think the fans and the organization are bending over backwards for him to try to kind of welcome him back and celebrate him, but it doesn't seem like he wants it. You know, and I think it's because he's been in his feelings for a while because it's not about the fans proving it to him or the organization. it's Clay hasn't been able to prove it to himself that he's back to what he should be after his injury. And it doesn't matter what the fans do or the organization does. If you can't prove to yourself that you're at a level where you should be, then it's going to be really difficult to be able to enjoy what's going on around you. So I don't really fault Clay, and I don't fault the organization. I think the time had come because he wasn't really in a mindset. I'm not going to say he wasn't grown up enough, but he wasn't in a mindset where he could accept a role like Andre Iguodala did, where Andre Iguodala was still in his prime, and he accepted a bench role because Harrison Barnes' psyche couldn't take coming off the bench, and he didn't adjust well. But my issue is that Clay needed to go somewhere where he could start to kind of prove it to himself, and he's gotten that fresh start, and he's had mixed results. But us as fans, we kind of want to try to reminisce, but his career isn't over. So maybe it's not time to celebrate him. You can welcome him back, but we'll celebrate him once he's retired, when he's ready for it. So us as a fan base, I kind of like the tip of the cap. You acknowledge him for being there. But to me, I'm not going to really kind of give it my all until he's, when all is said and done, when he's ready to accept it. Because why should we waste our energy going crazy for him when he's not really wanting it yet?
Okay, but you, yeah, it does, but don't hang up. I just want to respond because you said a whole lot. But the bottom line to me and what you said, and I saw your tweet last night, man, you know he's probably deep down hurting. You know he doesn't want to don another jersey. So tonight is an opportunity, and every time he comes back to Chase Center is, you know, you got to put your best foot forward, okay? You know he's hurting. You know it's killing him that he's not here. Forget what happened and what went into it. And he already shared with us when he still was on the team that he was in a dark place and the ghost he was trying to, you know, catch of himself. So I'm giving him a pass of not saying I'm happier to be here and throw confetti when deep down, Khaled, you know he's hurting. Yeah, you differ?
Yeah, but Goo, I mean, Goo, let me.
Yeah. Go ahead, Khaled.
Goo, what I want to say about that is that, you know, I get the fact that he might be hurt, you know, but I think it's misdirected. And honestly, I don't think he really knows where to direct his anger at, because I think he's angry at the fact that he lost the ability to be the Klay Thompson that he knew that he could have still been minus those injuries. Right now, he doesn't know whether or not he should direct that at the team, whether he should direct that at Steph and Dre for not stepping up for him, even though he told them not to, whether it's the fan base. I think his antennas are up, kind of like Kevin Durant's, where he gets really sensitive off of what people are saying online, which is a small segment of the fan base. But I honestly think he doesn't know who to be angry at, whether to be angry at the world or the situation as to him getting injured. But honestly, I can't really sit there and say what that man feels inside.
I got you. Hey, Khaled, we had a jump, but great stuff. I mean, look, to me, the most significant aspect of this is he lost 2.5 years to injury.
Yeah.
That's at the crux of it all, as far as I'm concerned.
He lost his prime, Stein.
He probably feels cheated by that, and he probably knows that he's not the same player he was, and he's never going to be able to get that back. But the one thing I don't necessarily agree with is that he didn't want to be here, or that he wants to be here, but he's not here. I think if he really wanted to be here, he could still be here. He didn't want to be here, and I completely understand why. I don't think Golden State is the place for him to wind up his career, because it would have been too painful to have to watch him diminish and maybe even have a diminished role. 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson and his return to the Bay Area. Let's go to Chris A. What's going on, Chris? How you doing?
Hey, I'm good, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. It's good talking to y'all. You know, the last caller got some good points, but he don't speak for all of us, man. And he might be a psychologist, and I'm not going to speak on how Clay feel about things. All I can say is, like, as a fan, I'm going to take it and use it as an opportunity to thank Clay for what he's done for my team, you know, and all the amazing feats that he's done. We all know about the 37 in the quarter. We all know about game six Clay against the Thunder. You know what I'm saying? But right on the table, without Clay's defense on Lillard in Portland or Harden when they were in Houston and all those battles and Chris Paul against the Clippers, like we don't win all those championships without him, man. And what I'm always going to remember is Clay going up for the layup in 2019 in the finals and then getting hit by Danny Green.
Oh,
he
man.
Gets injured. And then he walks it, and then he, you know, he walks back out, hits the free throws. What I'm always going to remember is how he jogged back on the defensive end, didn't even want to come off the floor, man.
Yeah.
Like that right there, you know, Clay got that talentism in him, man. You know, and I love that about him. And okay, you know, the last 2 years they've been tumultuous for him, man. But like you guys touched on it, you can't put yourself in the same headspace as an athlete like that who lost 2 years of a trust. Like selfishly, as fans, we didn't see Clay in his early 30s. Like, you could argue that Clay was probably ascending. You know, he was still probably getting better after that. And so, you know, I'm always going to cherish him, man. He's always going to be a great Warrior, one of the greatest players in my book, man. And I'm going to be there tonight, man. Hopefully I can catch you guys. But,
real stuff,
thank you,
man.
Thank you for taking my call, man.
No, good stuff.
Yeah,
man.
Appreciate the call, Chris. 888-957-9570 is the number. Dallas in town, which means Klay Thompson makes his return to the Bay Area tonight at Chase Center. And we're just talking about all things Klay Thompson right now. How you feel about his career, how you feel about the way he left, how you feel about where he's at right now. Are you okay with Klay Thompson not being a Golden State Warrior right now? Is it the best for what Klay wants, and is it the best for what the Golden State Warriors?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are looking to do in the future. It's going to be strange seeing him in a Dallas Maverick uniform, that's for sure.
I'll say this, Donnie, about that free throws. Yeah. Only other guy I saw injured like that and go take his free throws was, rest in peace, Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, let's go to Randy in San Lorenzo. Hey, Randy, what's going on, man?
Hey, brother. Thanks for taking my call. You
sure.
And Goo are the best, okay?
Oh, thank you.
So, you know, I don't think that most of us know the severity of a tendon Achilles tear, because I sure don't, you know. But, I mean, you look at Aaron Rodgers, you know, he hasn't been the same. And Clay definitely isn't the same. I've actually been following his scoring with the Mavericks, and it hasn't been the greatest, you know. I actually believe that Dallas is going to probably have him eventually coming off of the bench. And I don't know how that's going to settle with him. But Clay, he did a lot for the Warriors, you know. I love him. I appreciate him. And, you know, I'm just thankful for all that he did for the Warriors. And hopefully he'll get a warm greeting tonight.
Yeah.
But the Warriors are in a better place, okay?
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. Thanks for the call. We got to move along here a little bit.
It wasn't just the Achilles. It was the ACLs, Donnie. Yeah. He had back-to-back.
This is from the 510 on the Comcast business text line. No pass for Klay Thompson. He's acting like a child. You've got to grow up and recognize that every athlete goes through this. There's nothing unique about your experience, and he needs to learn to check his ego and reinvent himself. Well, first of all, his experience was unique because he lost 2.5 years of his prime to injury. And that you cannot tell Klay's story with that not being a huge part of it. And it just is. And I think Klay Thompson is a different person after those two injuries than he was before. And maybe he's not as carefree as he used to be. And I think it's very obvious to see that he might be really resentful over these injuries and how they cheated him out of a couple years of his career.
Well, you know what, Stoney, you're right. There's no doubt, but I'm going to defend Klay in this sense. I don't know, in that caller, that's their prerogative, the texter you just read, but what do they want him to do? And I'm asking you, like, right now he's playing ball in regard to it's just another game. I got a new locale, and I get it, but it's not like he's super-duper sourpuss. You can read between the lines and kind of get, you know, there's probably still some animosity on his part, but he's not saying it to the point to where it's toxic. So when they say grow up or get over it, I'm just like, man, I think that's doing too much.
Yeah, 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Klay Thompson, who's making his return to the Bay Area tonight as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. And Klay Thompson obviously spent the bulk of his career with the Golden State Warriors, won 4 titles, missed 2.5 years because of 2 significant injuries.
Man.
Ended up coming back in 2022 and helping this team win their 4th title against the Boston Celtics. And then the last 2 years have been a struggle. It's not sugarcoated. They've been a struggle for Klay Thompson. He hasn't been able to get back to the player he was, and obviously that wears on him. He was asked to come off the bench. He did so, probably reluctantly, but he handled it as well as he could. Eventually came back into the starting lineup, but you wonder if maybe the damage hadn't been done by that point. But he's coming back tonight, and I don't anticipate anything but just a standing ovation.
That's what's going to happen.
All the rest.
Yeah, I'm with you. The great R.C. Davis is here, Stoney. We get to run into him and everybody else that's going to take in this. I'll call it monuments. This great opportunity to pay respect to one of the goats, man, to put on a Warrior uniform.
Let's go to Skip in Hayward. What's going on, Skip? How you doing,
Skip?
Hey, Spiny Guru, enjoy the show. You guys are doing a remarkable job.
Thank you.
I just want to talk about Klay, man. Klay gave a lot to the Bay Area. Unfortunately, he's taking this the hard way. You know, it's hard to be cut or rejected by your first love, which is the Golden State Warriors. Dallas is a good place for him. It's a good place. It's a new start. It's good for Golden State and Dallas.
Right.
He's falling up there. But Klay is taking it really, really hard. He's going to come to play. Curry has a chip on the shoulder. And it's going to be a great game. But the Bay Area is going to give him a lot of love because he deserves it, you know?
Hey, Skip, can I ask you a quick question? Skip. Oh, sure. He got off. Hey, have you ever had your heart broken?
Oh, yeah. I mean, my first love, man. I got my heart broken in high school.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. I have to. I was just,
I
okay.
Girl.
All right. That was it.
You guys done?
Yeah. No, but it's you can make a parallel. This was his first love. And I get it, man. But I think people want him, you know, on the boat. I don't know how he's getting to the game or the arena, but he hasn't done anything to offend me as a diehard Warrior fan on him coming back home.
Well, here's the other thing.
I guess that's what I'm.
I mean, if you take if you take the fact that he said, you know, that chapter's over, why would I look back? You know, those, like, to me, those are what you say before the game. You're coming back to play. Let's see what happens tonight.
Gotcha.
Let's see how the crowd responds to Klay Thompson tonight. Let's see if he acknowledges the crowd's reaction tonight.
Let's see what
he says before the game.
Yeah.
And let's listen to see if his tone's conciliatory or there is a little bit of an edge to it. I don't know. I just think that when I look at this situation, I think it's worked out for everybody.
Yeah. Well, all right.
It may have not, the process may not have been a great one, but I have no doubt that over time, Klay Thompson and the Warriors will reconcile, whatever that means. Let's go to Matt. Matt's in Oakland. What's going on, Matt? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Hey.
Doing well.
You know, I agree with you 100%, Stoney. I think this is best for everybody. I don't think it's going to work out for Klay, unfortunately for him, because he had the opportunity to sort of mediate his style of play. He would have been a perfect sixth man for the Warriors at 20 minutes off the bench. I don't think he is that guy anymore, as much as I loved him. As for the Warriors, they're definitely better off. I don't think you can jump two levels in the NBA. It's not football. They were a play-in team. They've now moved in clearly into the real playoff team. They're not a play-in team anymore. I'm not sure they're a contender, but I'm just looking forward to this evening. I hope everybody gives Klay the love he deserves, because he does deserve it. I mean, the guy was amazing. And I just hope they do well. I mean, I can't say I want Dallas to beat the Warriors, but, God, I'm even sort of liking Kyrie now that Klay's on the team, so I don't know how that worked out. But anyway, looking forward to tonight. Thanks for everything, Klay. Hey. And I think he's going to lose it. I don't see how he can't. He's an emotional guy.
I'm with you. Interesting.
And I hope so.
I wonder if he deserves it. Yeah.
No, I just
thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Stoney, I'm starting to wonder, if he's going to address the crowd. Just
who?
Klay. What if he got on the mic?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to do that if I were him.
Okay.
I just wouldn't.
Wow.
That's, if you're asking me how I would handle it, I would not want to do that. But it wouldn't be because I'm mad about anything. I would just, you don't want to make the whole night about you.
It's a
game between the Mavericks and the Golden
and
State Warriors.
And he's probably feeling that way then.
And I don't know if he'll take the mic. I wouldn't expect him to.
But if he did, man.
Yeah, I mean,
but I hear you not wanting to make it. That's probably what he's doing now. He probably hates all the attention. But it's a TNT game.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Evan in San Francisco. What's going on, Evan? How you doing?
Hey. So you guys keep saying that this was Klay's first love, but Klay was part of our first love, too. I mean, when I was a kid, the Warriors were terrible. And to have him be a cornerstone of that dynasty,
I haven't called back. We got a bad connection there. 888-957-9570 is the number. Klay Thompson returns to the Bay Area tonight as a member of the Dallas Mavericks. If you're coming out to the game, how are you going to react? I can't imagine any Warrior fan not giving Klay Thompson a standing ovation for as long as possible. That's pretty much what he's meant to this organization.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.